听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. We're on the second day of this month's psychology feature. No, we're not learning how to sell bricks. We're learning how to improve business with bricks, by playing with bricks. And by bricks, I mean little colorful plastic toy bricks called Legos. Companies are using Legos to improve business performance. And guess what? It's working. Let's find out how this process works after we peek at two keywords. The first keyword is unfortunately, as in, unfortunately, I'm afraid I don't know when Mrs. Stevens will be back in the office. And let's look at an example sentence for resolve. Sarah wants to resolve the argument between her brothers as quickly as possible. Okay, please read with us. Starting at the top of page 39.
Improve your business with bricks. Most companies face their problems by holding meetings. Unfortunately, meetings are not always the best way to resolve problems. Meetings can make it difficult for everyone to participate and can lead people to oversimplify problems. As a result, ideas are lost, misunderstandings occur, and some opinions are ignored. Lego Serious Play uses play to overcome these difficulties. Participants use bricks to build models that show how they and their organization work. This is done over several rounds of building and then talking about what has been made.
Hi, everyone. I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip.
And I'm Rachel. We're so glad you joined us for the second day of our psychology article. And we've been talking about those little toy bricks. They're very colorful. They're very fun. They're called Legos. But the point of this article, again, is that Legos can help businesses improve in certain areas. And we're going to kind of get right down today and talk about how this happens. So first of all, let's look at the traditional way that most companies face their problems. And Chip, how do most companies face their problems?
Well, most companies face their problems. They try to deal with their problems with by holding meetings, by meeting together maybe around a table and having a discussion, maybe with a pen and paper in hand and talking through their problems. But, as our article says, unfortunately, meetings are not always the best way to resolve problems.
Unfortunately. And here, unfortunately means it's too bad. It's something that happens, but it's really, it seems like it doesn't work. So really, it's too bad that meetings aren't always the best way for companies to resolve problems. And Rachel, when we talk about resolving a problem, what are we talking about?
Well, the simplest way, I think, is to just say to solve the problem, to resolve it, to bring it to an end so that there is no more problem, to come to an agreement. And of course, in any business, in any company, you're going to sit through meetings where people are trying to resolve problems. But as we all know, unfortunately, sometimes that's not the best way to solve these problems. Why? Because what happens? What's difficult about these meetings?
Well, our article says that meetings can make it difficult for everyone to participate, and meetings can lead people to oversimplify problems. We're going to take a look at that sentence here in a little bit. And first, we're going to take a look at that sentence with Liz in Grammar on the Go.
Hi there, friends. Greetings from San Diego, California. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article's been about Legos. So why am I here in Southern California? Because this is where Legoland is located, an amusement park all about Legos. But before I jump into the car and head over to the park, let's take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. Meetings can make it difficult for everyone to participate. Notice the sentence structure. To make it difficult for someone to. This is a very useful sentence pattern when you want to talk about how something can lead to a situation where it is hard for someone to do something. Going back to today's grammar tip sentence, we could say, meetings can become a situation where it's hard for everyone to participate. Use the sentence pattern, to make it difficult for someone to, when you want to describe how a challenging situation is because of something else. For example, Janice's small income makes it hard for her to pay all her monthly bills. Or, the loud music from the party next door made it hard for Clarence to fall asleep. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. Do please check out today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. You'll find some more example sentences there. And now it's time for me to head over to Legoland. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in San Diego. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. So meetings can make it difficult for everyone to participate. So if your company is having a meeting because you have problems and you decide to have a meeting, well, sometimes when you do have a meeting, it's just the same two or three people who are doing all the talking. Not everyone is able to participate or be part of the meeting.
And another problem with meetings is meetings can cause people to oversimplify problems. Now, when you simplify something, that means that you make it easier. When you oversimplify something, that means that you make it too easy. So easy that it actually causes more problems.
Good point. So if you oversimplify the problems, you are going to have more to deal with probably later on. So as a result of this, of ineffective meetings, ideas are lost, misunderstandings occur, and some opinions are ignored. If you've ever spent any time in a company meeting or a business meeting, you know that this happens. Sometimes misunderstandings occur, and that's when, for example, if Esther and I see things differently and maybe we disagree about something, maybe we have a misunderstanding, and then feelings are hurt and people get upset and nothing happens. The problem doesn't get resolved.
Yeah. And that's in a traditional meeting environment. Whereas here, in Lego Serious Play, it uses play to overcome these difficulties. So they're overcoming these difficulties and these problems with the traditional meeting. And it sounds like they're having fun, too.
Right, because when you're playing, then you're talking and you have to communicate. There's teamwork. So participants use bricks to build models to show how they and their organization work. So they'll be building models of how companies or how they make decisions, and these models will help them talk about their problems. And this is done over several rounds of building and then talking about what has been made. Basically, what we have here is that people who are participating or who are taking place in this activity are being able to express themselves in a way by using these little bricks, and I think it encourages communication. They talk about what they've made, and then that builds teamwork, and hopefully it helps them to solve their problems. We are going to talk more about this, but first, let's take a break and watch today's skit.
Another meeting. Why do we have so many meetings?
We have meetings to resolve problems.
Well, unfortunately, they don't help. It's too difficult to participate.
You're right. Opinions are ignored and misunderstandings occur.
Today's meeting is about improving our business.
We always talk about that.
But today we won't be talking, we'll be using bricks.
Excuse me, sir, but throwing bricks is dangerous.
No, we're not throwing bricks. We're building with Lego bricks.
Lego bricks?
Yes, we're dealing with problems through play.
Hooray! Can everyone participate?
Oh, yes. This will help us examine problems from a different point of view.
Oh, this meeting is very different.
Yes, it might help us to respond to each other in a different way.
All right, let's try to find some answers in a toy box.
Let's get started. I'll go first.
No, I want to go first.
No. Give me those.
Wait! Before we start, let's call and find out the rules.
Oh, maybe he's calling a researcher.
Or a college professor.
Hi, son. Yes. Hey, how do you play these Lego bricks?
Hi, everyone. Welcome back from the break. If you've got a problem, sometimes the best way to solve it is not by having a meeting or a long discussion. The best way to solve it might be by playing with toys. According to researchers, this method of problem solving has many advantages. Let's look at this keywords example sentence. Chandra's biggest advantage is her speed. She is an amazing runner. Finally, the verb respond. Eric will respond to your email later today. Now, let's pick up the reading on line 6 of page 40.
Improve your business with bricks. There are many advantages to dealing with problems through play. While playing, everyone gets to participate. More importantly, the process helps people examine problems from different points of view. Does it work? Oh, it really works, says David Gauntlet, a university professor and serious play researcher. It gets people thinking and responding to each other in a different way. You never know. The answer to your next problem may not be in discussion or a meeting. It may be in the toy box.
Welcome back. Okay, so we're talking about playing with Legos, but seriously, we're talking about Lego Serious Play as a process for businesses to improve their performance. And our article says that there are many advantages to dealing with problems through play.
And the word advantage means there are many good points or many good parts about doing something. So what are the advantages of playing or dealing with problems by Lego Serious Play? Well, let's continue to read on and we'll find out.
One of the advantages is that while playing, everyone gets to participate. Now, this is a big advantage because in a meeting, a traditional business meeting or a meeting in a company, not everyone gets the chance to participate. If everybody talks at once, then nothing will happen. But everybody can be playing at once and working on something and participating through their play.
That's right. And not just participating in the meeting by talking, but actually creating something, creating a model, taking your thoughts and actually making them visible.
And our article says, more importantly, so even more important than people being able to participate, is that the process helps people examine problems from different points of view. So this is another advantage or another benefit of Lego Serious Play. You examine problems from different points of view.
So you have a different perspective on things. And sometimes that's all people need to be able to see something differently. And then, oh, it's like bingo. They
they can see a solution to their problem. So the question is, does it work? Chip, does
yeah,
it work?
I don't know. I, to be honest, I'm actually asking this very same question. I mean, you know, it does sound fun,
mm-hmm.
and it does sound like it would be a fun meeting to have, but it just seems to me like talking about the issues is going to be more helpful in the meeting than playing.
Well, that's what most people might think, but according to David Gauntlett, a university professor and serious play researcher, didn't know there was such a thing, this does really work. So there are believers. There are people who really believe that Lego Serious Play gets people thinking and responding to each other in a different way.
Oh, yes, responding. Now, if you are responding to each other, then it means you're communicating with each other, you are talking, you're relating to each other, and you are answering each other, answering your questions, and you are just having a good relationship.
So maybe you might respond to someone's compliment by saying, thank you. If I say, oh, you look nice today.
And I say, thank you. That's my response. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that is a very good word to learn as well. And in the working world, people need to respond to each other in different ways. If you always respond the same way, maybe problems will never get solved. So you never know. That's what our author says. He ends with this paragraph, and he starts with that sentence, you never know, just meaning you'll never know if this works unless you try it, right?
That's right. And you never know until you try. And our article says that the answer to your next problem may not be in a discussion or a meeting, but it might be in the toy box.
It might be playing with Legos. So you don't know if it might work or not, but we have some examples of companies that use Lego Serious Play on page 39, and it worked. So maybe in your company, if you have some problems, maybe you can think about trying and using Lego Serious Play as a way to help you resolve your problems.
And let us know if it works for you. We'd love to hear from you, especially if you've been successful with Lego Serious Play. Let's go visit the chat room. Thanks for joining us today, and keep up the great work.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Chat Room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Brandon. Hello, everyone. Hi, Ken. It's great to be here for another discussion.
Good to have you back. So, Brandon, what would you like to chat about today?
Well, our lesson for the past 2 days has been about toys, and we even see the term toy box at the end of today's lesson. But this made me think of the idiom, think outside the box.
What box is that?
Well, it's not a literal box. The so-called box is the set of rules, the society's conventions, and what everyone expects. So if you think outside the box, you're using your imagination. Instead of thinking of ideas and methods that have already been used, you should try to think of new ones. For example, if you are working for a business, then you may be asked to think outside the box and come up with new ideas that will make your business attractive.
So if you're thinking outside the box, then you're being creative and looking for new possibilities?
Yes, Ken, that's right. You're looking at something from a new perspective.
Think outside the box. 在这里的 box 并不是一个盒子，而是一个框架。那这个框架呢，象征着社会上的传统规范限制。那当我们 think outside the box, 在框架外思考，我们就跳出了那个框框，没有任何的限制，可以用不同的观点，发挥我们的想象力，天马行空的想。Well, can we think in any other ways?
Yes, there is also critical thinking. Here, the word critical means to carefully examine something. So if you are using critical thinking, then you are putting a lot of effort into thinking. This type of thinking can involve research and the comparison of ideas.
Could you give us an example of how critical thinking is used?
Sure. Here's an example. Suppose that I'm doing a research paper on climate change, and I have to determine whether or not humans are contributing to climate change. This means I will have to research the topic and really study facts before coming to a conclusion. This is using critical thinking.
Would you recommend that students use critical thinking at school?
Absolutely, Ken. Critical thinking is so important because you will need to use it all throughout your life. If you think in this way, it will help train your mind to weigh options and to carefully study an idea or concept before making a decision or taking action. Also, this type of thinking helps a person have his or her own opinions about a matter.
Well, those are some very helpful tips, Brandon. Critical 表示批判的，因此 critical thinking 就是批判性思考，也就是一种很严谨的高层次的思考。那这种思考能力呢，是独立的，而且是培养出来的。
And now it's time to put critical thinking into action as you listen to Michelle's language tips. Michelle?
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们来看 resolve 这个动词。注意 S 在这里是发 Z 的音，念成 resolve。resolve 在这里是指解决争端、问题或危险。例如 ,we need to resolve our conflicts so we can really work as a team。我们得先解决我们的冲突，这样就可以真正的像个团队一起工作。resolve 也指下定决心，例如 ,Hank resolved that he would walk 2 miles every day, but he never did。Hank 下定决心要每天走2里路，但是他从来都没有执行过。接下来我们要看的是 oversimplify 这个动词。over 是指过度的， simplify 是指使简单化，所以 oversimplify 是指过度的简化。例如 ,people often try to oversimplify problems, but in the end, that is not helpful.人们常常尝试的简化问题，但是结果却没有任何帮助。它的名词是 oversimplification, oversimplification。所以我们看的是 advantage 这个名词。advantage 是指好处或者是优势。例如 ,one of the advantages of traveling in an RV is the freedom it gives you.开休旅车去旅行的好处就是可以自由自在，或者是 years of experience gave Victor an advantage over his competitors. 多年的经验让 Victor 可以有胜过竞争对手的优势。I guess that's all the time we have for today. I'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Improve your business with bricks. Most companies face their problems by holding meetings. Unfortunately, meetings are not always the best way to resolve problems. Meetings can make it difficult for everyone to participate and can lead people to oversimplify problems. As a result, ideas are lost, misunderstandings occur, and some opinions are ignored.Lego Serious Play uses play to overcome these difficulties. Participants use bricks to build models that show how they and their organization work. This is done over several rounds of building and then talking about what has been made. There are many advantages to dealing with problems through play. While playing, everyone gets to participate. More importantly,The process helps people examine problems from different points of view. Does it work? Oh, it really works, says David Gauntlet, a university professor and serious play researcher. It gets people thinking and responding to each other in a different way. You never know. The answer to your next problem may not be in discussion or a meeting. It may be in the toy box.
So, it's proven. It works. Playing with Legos gives business leaders a new and effective means to communicate with one another, and very often, effective communication equals better business, right? Imagine if Legos are that effective in creating better relationships in business, Just think about how playing with Legos could create better relationships between friends or family members or countries. Friends, if you have never seen what Legos look like, go online and check out the incredible things people are creating using these small, colorful plastic toy blocks. Tomorrow begins a new lesson. It's a Viewpoints article that asks the classic and sometimes difficult question, what is more important, money or happiness? Right now, it's time for me to go. Friends, have a great day. We'll see you next time.